All right, this is the Cannon Mess at 3:31. Mike Lunch is with us once again for the forecast.
The forecast has
now,
some...
Before we go on with this, there is a chance that this snow may dip below us, isn't there?
Well, I don't know. It's starting to move at us more and more and more.
Yeah,
that's what the computer models are saying now.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, a winter storm warning has just been issued for extreme southern Minnesota, south of the Twin Cities. They may see as much as 5 to 10 inches of snow, and that'll be mainly early tomorrow, right through tomorrow night. Here in the Twin Cities, might be around 4 inches or so, maybe a little bit more. It's coming from the south. Low pressure developing right now in Nebraska, Kansas, and it's moving this way. Earlier, it was thought that it was going to kind of slide to the east of us and to the south of us, but now it's taking more of a northward track. So about 5 to 10 inches of snow in extreme southern Minnesota tomorrow, maybe around 4 to possibly 5 inches of snow here in the Twin Cities. Tonight, though, just some flurries. Overnight, low 13, high tomorrow about 24, and then gradual clearing on Friday. Snow completely ending in the morning, high about 25. Right now, east winds at 17. Steve-O, cloudy at 17.
You know, Mike, we were talking about prejudice here on the Cannon Mess yesterday and today, you and I. I like to tell people that in the Minneapolis trip, I don't know if you saw it, Mike, but Neil Gendler.
Yes.
I forget exactly how his last name goes.
I think it's Gendler, but I'm not sure either.
Now, he has a huge article. It's not on the editorial page, but it is in the first news section on the revisionists. And there are some of them working here in the United States now that are saying that the Holocaust never happened.
That's unreal.
Now, I have discussed that before on this show about this pond scum idea that it never happened. But, you see, it can gain credence because the victims of the Holocaust who survived the Germans' ovens...
Right.
They're dying off.
Yeah, they
are.
So
there are no live witnesses. There are very few left, you see.
It's going away.
So I would urge you, if you get the trip, to pick it up and read the article by Neil.
I'm going to read it tonight.
Okay, my man.
Yes, sir.
It's 27 now, before 4, here at WCCO. This is the Cannon Mess. We're going to bring in James St. James in just seconds.
Do you know there are only 44 sounds in the English language? 44. And when you learn these 44 sounds called phonics, you can read and spell almost everything. That's why Hooked on Phonics is so successful. We've set these 44 sounds to music, making learning to read simple and fun. So get hooked on phonics and take the mystery out of learning to read. Call 1-800-ABCDEFG.
This week's Hammer Special at Walser Ford, a white 93 Ford Crown Victoria LX loaded 15,000 miles, just $16,995, discounted $7,000. Walser Ford, Highway 136th Street, St. Louis Park.
Cannon Mess, 26 in front of 4. And it is hot and humid in Melbourne, Australia. They played tennis today in the Australian Open in 100 degrees. We'll tell you more about that later. I want to get James St. James on the air, but I got to do some business here, now.
Kids can have more fun playing with frozen water. Now, I'm partial to the liquid variety myself. No, not the kind you drink. The kind you slide your boat into each spring. So I look forward to the boat show each January. The Minneapolis Convention Center is crammed with the latest boats in every size, shape, and style. There's yachts and dinghies, fishing boats and cruisers, and every dock, lift, and marine electronic a boat buddy could wish for.
Hey, you guys, easy on the snowballs.
Anyway, at the boat show, at the end of January, I can see all the new 94 models. And when I get the urge to buy, bingo, order exactly what I want on the spot at off-season prices. If it floats, I see it at the boat show.
Hey, you ice cubes, had enough cold and snow? Come on, we're going to the boat show.
Hey, if it floats, you can buy it at the boat show, January 26th through the 30th at the Minneapolis Convention Center.
This is the Cannon Mess, and I got James St. James with me. We're sponsored by Glass Service Company. Jimbo, how are you?
How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good.
Boy, it seems like a long time since you and I talked.
Well, yep, I was on vacation.
A lot has happened.
That's true. Let's talk about the Michael Jackson affair now. He's not admitting anything, even though he's giving this young fella $10 to $20 million. Is that correct?
Yes, I've heard anywhere from 10 to 50 million.
Mm.
And I'll tell you, I think it's the biggest mistake he could ever make. Number one, if he's guilty, fine. Put him in prison, throw away the key. But if he's not guilty, Steve, this guy could afford to fight this thing. And you know what he's doing. He's opening the door for every kook in the world to go out and extort public figures.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really a mistake.
You think now that the L.A. police will try to bring him to trial? You know, this young fellow getting all this money, I'm reading where his handlers are saying, well, they don't want to put him through that. He does not have to testify, and if he doesn't testify, then the police have no case.
Well, he doesn't have to testify, but I understand that the prosecuting attorney here in town said he will ask him to testify.
I see.
You know, you can't force it, I believe, but on the other hand, he will be asked. The agreement with Michael, he came right out and said in the agreement that if asked, it would be up to the young man. Michael Jackson would have nothing to do with it. So it's you're going to see where money can buy a lot of things. You know that, Steve.
Yeah. Now, are we going to sleep through this Super Bowl show at halftime with all those country western people?
Well, I was going to say, do you like country music?
Well, I do, you know, but
you're the old cowboy.
I know, but at halftime sometime. You know, that's not like having a great variety show on television. I mean,
well, you know, most people at halftime, that's when they plan their parties.
Right.
They get out the burgers and the hot dogs and the pizzas or whatever.
By that time, let's see, the game starts at 5:20, so it's probably 7:20 our time.
Yeah.
Be 5:20 your time.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I know a lot of country music people, and I'll bet you they do a good job.
Okay.
You know, they do. I mean, Garth Brooks was supposed to do it. And he turned them down because they wouldn't put up the big sound system that he wanted. He wanted a sound system that would have taken him about a day and a half to put up. And so he turned it down. But I think they'll put on a good show. I really do. And I'll tell you what I watch for. The commercials.
Oh, do you like the Bud thing?
Oh, I like
the Bud Bowl. Do you like the Bud Bowl?
Well, I'm getting a little tired of it.
Okay.
I got to be honest. I'm getting a little tired of that one.
All right.
But you know they're paying over $900,000 for these spots?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's like being on the Cannon Show.
Well, not quite. We charge a little more than that.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a couple years ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is 1994,
I forgot. Excuse me, I forgot that.
Yeah. Anything else cooking?
Yeah, I got a couple of things for you. Billy Crystal, you saw he's not going to do the Oscars.
Who's going to be the man?
Well, they've got the list down to four, and I think you like most of these people on the list. We got Tom Hanks.
Oh, I like him.
But now Tom Hanks says maybe, maybe not. You know what he's thinking. In the back of his head, he's saying, wait a minute, I think I'm going to be nominated for the movie Philadelphia.
He better be.
If he's not, something's wrong.
Right.
And so, you know, it's kind of awkward. They don't like to have someone who's nominated for one of those major awards actually, you know, hosting the show.
Who else?
Well, we got, you ready for this? Robin Williams.
Oh, he'd be wonderful.
He'd be good, but the Academy's a little worried that he might go, you know, off into Never Never Land, and they won't get him back, and the show will go for 6 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then we got David Letterman.
Well, Dave would be fine.
I think Dave would be very good.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you who the dark horse is. They'll hire him today if he says yes.
Carson.
Yeah, Johnny Carson.
He won't do it.
He says he doesn't want to do it. I think deep down he would like to do it, but I think he's also thinking, what does he have to gain?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's he got? You know, he can only go downhill, right? I mean, if he's got that illusion out there that he could come and do the greatest job in the world, which I think he could. But on the other hand, Billy Crystal, let's say at least 2 years ago, everybody thought he was, you know, unbelievable, which he was. Last year, I think you and I mentioned this, Crystal wasn't that hot.
Mm-mm.
He wasn't that strong.
Mm-mm.
You could tell he was getting burned out. The only reason I thought Crystal would come back is because of the fact that he wants to promote his new movie, City Slickers Part 2.
Yeah.
And that's a great opportunity.
All right. We've got James St. James with us from Hollywood on Cannon here at WCCO. We'll do something for Big George, and we'll be right back, Jimbo. Let's do this on Cannon.
Spring is here, so get your windshield replaced now. After all, this is Minnesota, and you know what that means. If your windshield is chipped, cracked, or pitted, give us a call. I'm George Corporal, owner of Glass Service Company. I'll give you a free box of steaks when we replace your auto glass. Glass Service will even bill your insurance company for you, and I personally guarantee there will be no cost to you unless you're one of the few with a deductible on your glass coverage. Just one phone call to Glass Service Company and we'll send a trained technician to your location. Your insurance company will be billed directly and you'll get that free box of steaks.
Fire up that grill because you'll get a free box of steaks when you get your windshield replaced at Glass Service Company. Call Glass Service Company in Minneapolis at 788-9037 and St. Paul at 644-5040. That's 788-9037 or 644-5040. The Glass Service Company, tell them Cannon and James St. James sent you in. One other note, your good neighbor WCCO Radio invites you to start planning for the 1994 WCCO MS-150. It's a fun bike tour, June 10th through the 12th. Register early for this 15th annual event. You'll be helping to fight multiple sclerosis. We'll give you a free brochure with all the details. Call the Multiple Sclerosis Society, 870-1500. It's 18 minutes now to 4. Cannon, WCCO, Temp 17, Minneapolis, St. Paul. So what else is new out there in Hollywood, Jimbo?
You know, it sounded like Big George did that commercial from his jungle room.
Yes.
You didn't know he had that, did you?
No, I didn't.
He's got those exotic birds, and it's really something. You got to check into that, Steve.
I will.
All right, yeah, I got some news for you. I think you're going to see David Letterman produce a late-night talk show for his buddy, Regis Philbin. You know, they've been together now for the last couple of weeks, almost every day. There's something going on. I've got a source in New York that tells me they're doing lunch, they're having dinner. You know, Regis has been on the Letterman show a couple of times in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's going to happen is Letterman's going to produce a show. It would be a late-night talk show following the Letterman show on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll work.
Okay.
But, get this, it'll be without Kathy Lee Gifford.
Well, all right.
And I understand Regis is going to try to do both shows, the late-night show and then his morning show. You know that's not going to work.
Well, now, the late-night show they'd record, though, wouldn't they?
Well, possibly.
Yeah.
He wants to do it live.
Uh-huh.
Now, how can he? You know, I mean, how can he be on at, what, 1 o'clock their time?
Yeah.
And then try to do a morning show? That sounds like the young days of radio, right?
Talking about TV types, did you happen to read the salaries of the network newscasters? I just wondered if you saw who was number one in salary.
I haven't read them, but I have a pretty good idea what they are.
Well, let me just take a guess at who gets the most money. I'm talking about ABC, NBC, CBS.
Jennings.
You're right.
Peter Jennings.
I was surprised. I thought perhaps Rather.
Yeah, everybody would say Dan Rather, but Peter Jennings, doesn't he make about $7 million a year?
It's some enormous sum.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's
unbelievable.
That yeah.
Rather, I think he's only, what, about $3 or $4 million a year.
Yeah.
You know, that's, he always says, when he goes in to negotiate, he says, I want the same contract that Cannon has.
Yeah, I know.
With CBS.
ABC Cap Cities, where Peter Jennings works, is known as a very frugal outfit.
Yes, they are.
But obviously they value his services.
Well, they value him very much, and I think it came down to a bidding war. I believe that Fox was going after him. You know,
uh-huh.
Fox, I'll tell you, they're like the, what's that old Midwestern saying, you know, the, somebody that's always making trouble in the hen house or something?
Yeah.
Fox, they just won't leave, you know, they won't leave people alone. And they're really, how many years now? You remember you told me you thought I worked for Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And how many years have I've been telling you? And all of a sudden, here they are. They got the football thing. They got John Madden. Tomorrow, down at the Super Bowl, they're going to announce a whole new sports staff. And you're going to really be shocked by some of the names they've pulled in. That's going to be tomorrow. Watch for that. Just about this time of the day tomorrow.
John Madden, this man is a gorilla.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of money he's getting.
Is that unbelievable, Steve? You know, who was it? Jay Leno had a great line. He said, you know, you watch kids on the playground now. They're not fighting over who's going to be quarterback. They're fighting over who's going to be the announcer.
Terry Bradshaw's going to Fox for $1.7 million
a
year.
Yeah.
What's
he
going to
believe that?
What's he going to do besides football for $1.7?
That's it. We're in the wrong end of this thing.
You bet.
Hey, I got to tell you, Homicide, tonight is the last night. Pardon me, tomorrow night, Thursday night.
We going back to L.A. Law after that?
Yeah, after tomorrow night, we go back to L.A. Law.
Good.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think we're ready to go back. Homicide's a good show, but they shot their whole shot, that first show with Robin Williams.
You bet.
And now it's just kind of
bad.
It's not much of a show.
Law and Order tonight is a repeat, but I saw it. It's excellent. It's about these well-to-do apartment dwellers who murder a homeless person.
Boy.
It really grabs you.
That's a good show, Steve.
You bet it is.
You know, a lot of people, but you know, a lot of people have ignored that show, and they shouldn't. But on the other hand, if you don't have a VCR, I say turn over to ABC because I really like Birdland.
Do you?
I do.
Uh huh.
There's something about that. Well, it's Brian Dennehy. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I really like him, and I think this is one of these shows that it's going to take a little while to catch on. But it's a show that, to me, I think the writing it's not up on the par with L.A. Law in the Good Days or even NYPD Blue.
No.
Did you see our boy won the Golden Globe the other night, Caruso?
That was excellent. You know.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great show.
I read an insight into him. It might have been in one of the L.A. papers, but I don't remember, or the New York Times. He was talking about, he's such a modest guy. He says, I didn't realize that I was a, quote, star. He says, I took my girlfriend. Oh, this was in L.A. He took her out to eat, Jimbo, at a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
And then she went to the bathroom.
Yep.
And he paid the check, so he didn't want to sit there, so he thought he'd wait outside the women's head and then pick her up and they'd leave, right? He says he walks up there, he's standing outside the women's head, and all these women kept, you know, after him. And then they'd come out of the bathroom or they'd come over. Now his girlfriend comes out, and she sees all these women mobbing him, and she didn't like it. But he said, I really was aghast. I never knew that I had this kind of popularity.
Well, I got to go. But you know, you can take the guy out of the Navy, but you can't take the Navy out of the guy.
Yeah.
The women's head. Where did that come from?
From the Navy, my
That's
man.
That's what I thought. I'll tell you, you old swabbies, you never give up, do you?
Sign off.
I'll talk to you Friday. Live in Hollywood, I'm James St. James.